Thank you and good morning. The District Attorney's Office announced that Kalen Meserve, a man who was convicted on 15 felony counts related to rape, assault, and false imprisonment of two victims, was sentenced to 23 years to life in prison by Judge Timothy Sisna yesterday. Meserve was faced by the two victims at his sentencing hearing, and they read victim impact statements to the court. Meserve will have to register as a lifetime sex offender and will be permanently banned from gun ownership. In the same courtroom, 32-year-old Zach Glasgow of Arcata, who was convicted of gross vehicular manslaughter for driving recklessly while under the influence of meth and causing a collision that killed his girlfriend in September of 2013, was sentenced as well. Glasgow, who's been in jail since May of last year, avoided an immediate prison sentence and instead has been ordered to drug court. If he violates any of the provisions of his probation, he'll serve a 10-year prison sentence. The sheriff's office is investigating a home invasion robbery in Lolita in the early morning hours yesterday. The victim said that four armed men forced their way into his residence on Tompkins Hill Road, bound him, fired a shot near his head as they interrogated him about valuables, and who then fled the scene with 5 pounds of processed bud, along with the victim's cell phone and vehicle. That vehicle was found later in the morning, still running, on Grizzly Bluff Road, but no suspects were located. The home invasion may be tied to a shooting incident in which a resident on Tompkins Hill Road was confronted by an armed man sitting in a pickup truck. The victim said that he asked the man what he was doing, and he was told to mind his own business. And after he kept at it, the victim said the man pulled out a shotgun and fired it at him. The victim was not hit, and the pickup, with Iowa license plates, was spotted leaving the scene toward Fortuna. No suspects have been identified. The investigation is ongoing. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
A 29-year-old man was booked into county jail, and Eureka police were searching for his roommate after a shot was fired at their home on Union Street on Wednesday afternoon. Officers responded to the scene to set up a perimeter, and they contacted Joshua Buchanan, who was on searchable probation. A search of his home turned up an indoor marijuana grow, 3 firearms, one of which was stolen out of Arcata, as well as heroin and a large sum of counterfeit money. Buchanan and his roommate got into an argument, and the roommate fired a shot into the front porch of the house before fleeing the scene. No injuries were reported. Buchanan was booked into jail on various charges.
Thank you, Jordan. Yurok tribal members who want to cast a vote in the tribal election scheduled for October 12th must register to vote by August 26th. The tribe issued its list of candidates for tribal council seats representing the East, Pekwan, and South districts. Laura Borden will face Joseph James in the East District, Mindy Natt will run unopposed in Pekwan, and Lana McCovey will face Sarah Smoker in the South District. The County Department of Health and Human Services reports that a dog has tested positive for rabies in Humboldt County for the first time since 2010. The transmission is believed to have stemmed from a scuffle with a rabid skunk, and it's the 22nd case of rabies reported in domestic animals in the county since 1959. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the headlines are dominated by annual summer-to-autumn marijuana eradication efforts in the Emerald Triangle, in which local sheriffs, along with state and federal agencies, raid grow sites across the region, the steady underground marijuana economy hums throughout the year. CHP Officer Cy May spoke about traffic enforcement and the summer season, and how the CHP, with its primary focus on traffic safety, plays a different role when it comes to cars and marijuana. May said that CHP officers regularly deal with marijuana at traffic stops, and it's not season-specific.
There's a lot of it out there, and we stop a car for whatever, speeding, headlight, taillight, and then we get an odor of marijuana coming out of the vehicle, and there you go. You got to figure out what's going on from there, whether it be a search or marijuana DUI. But yeah, this time of year, that sort of stuff picks up. But we still get that in the middle of wintertime, too.
Currently, there is no standard roadside test to determine if a driver is driving under the influence of marijuana, but May pointed out that the CHP protocol for determining impairment still works.
When we stop somebody and we see signs and symptoms, we're extensively trained in driving under the influence indicators. So we know, alcohol has different indicators than marijuana. Marijuana has different indicators than methamphetamine.
You can listen to CHP Officer Cy May discuss this topic and others on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.